Bava Basra, Paragimel, Mishnah Beis. We mentioned in the previous Mishnah that for Chazakah, for presumptive ownership to be effective on real estate, it needs 3 years. And we said that the purpose of the 3 years is so that over 3 years period, a person will hold on to their document, their shtar, but more than 3 years they won't. And therefore, it's incumbent upon the previous owner, if he wants to maintain his ownership and say that there isn't a new owner, he needs to have made a macha, he needs to protest sometime within that 3 years in order to inform the other person, the person who bought it, that they better hold on to their document even beyond the 3 years. However, this is only going to be true if the person who originally had the field is able to hear about the fact that there's a new person in what used to be his field. And therefore, the Mishnah tells us, Shalosh Arotzos L'Chazaka, there's three different areas that are considered for the purposes of Chazaka. Yehuda, the Ever HaYarden, the other side of the Jordan River, Galil in the Galilee. Hayab Yehuda v'Hechzik b'Galil. What that means is if one person was in Yehuda and the original owner lived in Yehuda, v'Hechzik b'Galil, and the person who is been in the field for 3 years was in the Galilee, b'Galil v'Hechzik b'Yehuda, or the opposite, Eina Chazaka, it's not considered to be a valid Chazaka of 3 years, Ad Shei Ima B'Medina, until they are in the same country, the same area with each other, because we cannot assume that the original owner was able to hear about that there's somebody in his field unless he's in the same general area. Amar Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda disagrees. He says, Lo Amru Shalosh Shanim, they only said this idea of 3 years, Ela Kedei Shehei Baspamya, in case the person who owned the field originally is in Spain, V'yachzik Shana, and while in the person who is sitting in his old previous field is being machzik and living in that field for a year, Shana, and after being there for a year, they'll spend a year traveling to get to him to let him know. And he'll come back or send somebody through the next year. So it'll take 3 years simply for him to have been had a chazak of a year, then let him know for travel for a year and come back next year. So it takes a total of 3 years in order for him to come back. So Rabbi Huda's of the opinion that the purpose of 3 years is not, as we said before, that a regular person doesn't hold on to his shtaris document more than 3 years, and therefore the original owner better make a protest within those 3 years. That's not the reason. It's because some people just are so far away that they won't hear about it until they won't hear about it and then be able to respond to what they hear until 3 years have passed. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says this idea of there being three areas for Chazaka, Yehuda, Evar Yard, and Galil, is not true. It's not relevant because even if they're on the other side of a civilized world, 3 years would be enough. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it would come out that actually you don't necessarily always need 3 years. You can even have less than 3 years. If you know that the area is not that far away and only take a certain amount of time, once there's been enough time that the original owner of the field would hear about what's going on in his field, that would be sufficient according to Rabbi Yehuda. However, we do not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda.